No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. I love this music. I want to eat pasta. I'm Jill. Today is the 24th day of July. Welcome, everyone, to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I want to eat a spaghetti with someone's grandma named Nona. Or maybe I just want pasta. Maybe it has nothing to do with the music. Welcome. It's so good to be here with you. And man, what I love to cook us all a meal. I don't know how in the world that would happen, but here we are around this big, gigantic table and breaking bread together, communing through God's word. And I can somehow close my eyes and picture all of you here in this global community, even though I'm sitting here all alone with this microphone. Regardless, I'm so happy that you're here. And I am going to go make some pasta when we're done. Today we're reading Isaiah chapters 35 and 36. And today we're reading Good News Translation. Isaiah chapter 35. The desert will rejoice, and flowers will bloom in the wastelands. The desert will sing and shout for joy. It will be as beautiful as the Lebanon mountains, and as fertile as the fields of Carmel and Sharon. Everyone will see the Lord's splendor, see his greatness and power. Give strength to hands that are tired and to knees that tremble with weakness. Tell everyone who is discouraged, be strong and don't be afraid. God is coming to your rescue, coming to punish your enemies. The blind will be able to see and the deaf will hear. The lame will leap and dance, and those who cannot speak will shout for joy. Streams of water will flow through the desert. The burning sand will become a lake, and dry land will be filled with springs. Where jackals used to live, marsh grass and reeds will grow. There will be a highway there called the Road of Holiness. No sinner will ever travel that road. No fools will mislead those who follow it. No lions will be there. No fierce animals will pass that way. Those whom the Lord has rescued will travel home by that road. They will reach Jerusalem with gladness, singing and shouting for joy. They will be happy forever, forever free from sorrow and grief. In the 14th year that Hezekiah was king of Judah, Sennacherib, the emperor of Assyria, attacked the fortified cities of Judah and captured them. Then he ordered his chief official to go from Lachish to Jerusalem with a large military force to demand that King Hezekiah surrender. The official occupied the road where the clothmakers work, by the ditch that brings water from the upper pool. Three Judeans came out to meet him, the official in charge of the palace: Eliakim, son of Hilkiah, the court secretary; Shebna, and the official in charge of the records; Joah, son of Asaph. The Assyrian official told them that the emperor wanted to know what made King Hezekiah so confident. He demanded, "Do you think that words can take the place of military skill and might? Who do you think will help you rebel against Assyria? You are expecting Egypt to help you, but that would be like using a reed as a walking stick. It would break and would jab your hand. That is what the king of Egypt is like when anyone relies on him." The Assyrian official went on, "Or will you tell me that you are relying on the Lord your God? It was the Lord's shrines and altars that Hezekiah destroyed when he told the people of Judah and Jerusalem to worship at one altar only. I will make a bargain with you in the name of the emperor. I will give you 2,000 horses if you can find that many riders. You are no match for even the lowest ranking Assyrian official, and yet you expect the Egyptians to send you chariots and horsemen. Do you think I have attacked your country and destroyed it without the Lord's help? The Lord himself told me to attack it and destroy it. Then Eliakim, Shebna, and Joah told the official, "Speak Aramaic to us. We understand it. Don't speak Hebrew. All the people on the wall are listening." He replied, "Do you think you and the king are the only ones the emperor sent me to say all these things to? No, I am also talking to the people who are sitting on the wall, who will have to eat their excrement and drink their urine, just as you will." Then the official stood up and shouted in Hebrew, "Listen to what the emperor of Assyria is telling you. He warns you not to let Hezekiah deceive you. Hezekiah can't save you, and don't let him persuade you to rely on the Lord. Don't think the Lord will save you and that he will stop our Assyrian army from capturing your city. Don't listen to Hezekiah. The emperor of Assyria commands you to come out of the city and surrender. You will all be allowed to eat grapes from your own vines and figs from your own trees, and to drink water from your own wells, until the emperor resettles you in a country much like your own, where there are vineyards to give wine, and there is grain for making bread. Don't let Hezekiah fool you into thinking that the Lord will rescue you. Did the gods of any other nation save their countries from the emperor of Assyria? Where are they now, the gods of Hamath and Arpad? Where are the gods of Sepharvaim? Did anyone save Samaria? When did any of the gods of all these countries ever save their country from our emperor? Then what makes you think the Lord can save Jerusalem?" The people kept quiet, just as King Hezekiah had told them to. They did not say a word. Then Eliakim, Shebna, and Joah tore their clothes in grief and went and reported to the king what the Assyrian official had said. Okay, our reading today in Isaiah brings us to King Hezekiah. We talk about the kings back and forth doing good in the sight of God, doing evil in the sight of God. And here we have King Hezekiah, the king of the kingdom of Judah, who is doing good in the sight of God. But we have Judah being attacked by Assyria today. And it's just one chapter, but it's interesting to hear the taunting, to hear the word vomit from the official of Assyria that is sent by Sennacherib. And I guess it's a fair question for someone that does not live in the fear of God. You're telling me that you're relying on the Lord your God? That's your strategy? And King Hezekiah is silent. He is silent. He orders the people to stay silent. And boy, that's such an interesting thing when we do silence ourselves. It's interesting what people will say and how they will carry on with so many words. And I say how interesting it is to stay silent, as if it's really easy to do. We're talking about a vast amount of self-control, because when we're being taunted, when we're being accused of something, when our intentions are being assigned inaccurately, when there are assumptions made, don't we want to just rise up? And sometimes the only way to be heard is to get louder than the person that's already yelling. It's extremely difficult. And again, this is all based on firsthand knowledge and firsthand failures. But we read all throughout the Proverbs the importance of our words, the importance of when to speak, when to listen, when to hear someone, when not to say something. My favorite one was to not argue with a fool. The problem is, by not arguing with them, They think you have nothing to say. They take it as weakness, that you're not fighting back, that you're not arguing back. It takes immense amount of strength, self-control, to say nothing. And it's especially hard when our faith, our God, is being mocked. But it doesn't always just come on the outside of the unbeliever. It comes within our own camp sometimes. You're trusting God for what? That's crazy. That's ridiculous. That makes no sense. Yes, you're right. And this is what he's told me to do, and this is what I will do and obey. And so we pause here today. We'll turn the page tomorrow together and see what happens as King Hezekiah goes against the king of Assyria. Jesus, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that helps us, the helper helps us with self-control. We're going to have to practice it until we get it right. It's so hard, God, but it's so easy to just fly off. It's so lazy. It's the easy way out. We have to do the hard work. We have to do what might be opposite of what we've learned in survival, what we've learned to cope, what we've learned to try to be heard. But God, as we listen to your voice and we obey, the more we trust you, the more that we depend on you and know your voice and know what it is that you're asking of us, we can rest. We can rest in your faithfulness, even though it may not make sense to us. We thank you for your Spirit that is available to each and every one of us. May we utilize what is there for us. We love you, we thank you, we praise you, and we worship your name. And I pray this all in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible. That is home base. That's the website. That's the free app. Take a look around, download it, send it to a friend, send it to a family member. Go through the Bible with someone you love. If it feels like there's no one in this world that is for you and you're here, you do not have to go through life, through the Bible alone. There's a community of people globally all over the world waiting, ready to embrace you, to welcome you, to walk with you. You can check out the prayer wall, the community section on the website or on the app, and reach out. Reach out to a stranger and they will soon be your friend. If you would like to partner with us, thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. We could not do this without you. We are really, really grateful. We don't have to. If you're giving by mail, DAB, P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174, or utilizing the app, hit the give icon up at the top right-hand corner. And lastly, look for the give icon on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called, in several different ways for you to do so, 800-583-2164. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line, or if you're utilizing the app, hit the red circle button, the hotline, prayer hotline button up at the top mid right section. You have 2 minutes on the call line. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line. When you are finished on the app, hit submit, turn that little wheel over to chronological, and it will get to the right place. That's it for me today. I'm Jill. I love you all. We'll turn the page. We'll continue in the book of Isaiah together tomorrow. Until then, love one another.
Good morning, family. This is Faith in Him, and I just listened to the July 19th podcast. And I want to thank the two women who called in and prayed for my friend Bruce. The first woman is anonymous, and I thank you so much for lifting Bruce and his family up. And Victorious Soldier, thank you so much for praying for my friend Bruce. And I'd like to pray for Victorious Soldier. You call in faithfully and pray for so many people. And hearing your voice is such a comfort. Heavenly Father, please bless Victorious Soldier in all the ways in her life. Family, health, finances, home, food, anything that she needs, anything that comes up unexpectedly in her life, bless her, Lord, with a resolution. Victorious Soldier, you are an amazing woman. And I just can't thank you enough for the time that you put into this, the time that you put into your prayers for everyone. May God bless you in all the ways of your life. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
Hi, this is Victoria Soldier. Just calling to pray for some of the dabbers. I want to pray for my precious sister's son, Tutu, who's trying to get a visitation right to see his son. I want to ask him to touch the wife, the ex-wife or the wife, and help her to be open to them. I also want to talk to Kingdom Seeker Daniel's wife and the loss of her son and the challenges that she's going through. I want to pray for her. I want to pray for Diana, whose daughter was going through in her life. Her daughter had some challenges. I also want to pray for the floods in Idaho and in Texas. I also want to pray for the lady whose husband had a heart attack, and she wants him to and her children. I also want to pray for the Most High in London, the prayer for them. I want to pray for the cousin Genevieve, who has a rare cancer, and she's going through. I want to pray for healing and deliverance. I want to also pray for Diana, dealing with the flash flood, and my friend London in the UK, daughter of the Most High. I want to pray for her and all the prisoners and the challenges they're going through. Gracious Father, we just need you right now. We need your blessing. We need you like a fire. We need rain. We ask you to every name I called and those that I did call. Father, we just ask that you open doors and you heal and you deliver and you set free. And Lord, we'll give you the glory and the honor and the praise in Jesus' name.
Happy Saturday morning, July 19th. Dabsy family, this is Lady of Victory. This call is for who I call, or want to call, or start calling, Mother Victoria Soldier. I don't know, for some reason, every time I hear her, she reminds me so much of my mom, because of her faithfulness, and because of her kindness, and because of her gentleness, how she calls in and just has a heart for everybody's circumstance and everybody's situation. Even when she has circumstances and situations of her own going on, she calls in and she remembers. And God is Elroy to her. I'm asking that God be Elroy to her, the God who sees her, Mother Victoria Soldier. She's just such a precious heart. And I meant to call when she lost her brother and just got wrapped up and forgot to. So God, we thank you. We honor you. We magnify your name because you alone are God. And we thank you, God, for this precious, precious soul of yours who remembers everyone, even though she is going through issues and circumstances of her own. God, we thank you how she calls in and she calls people by name and their situation and circumstance by name, God. And so we just ask, Lord God, that you would love her with an everlasting love, as you speak about in Jeremiah. God, we thank you for your daughter. And we ask, God, that there be no lack in her home, that you would bless her with long life, that you would sustain her in the days, weeks, and months ahead, Lord God, as she is remembering her loved one, as she remembers all of us. God, remember Mother Victoria Soldier. And I know that we all thank you for her. It's in the precious name of Jesus we pray and ask these blessings. Amen.
Hello, this is Nicole from San Pedro, California. Lady Jill, thank you so much for your transparency on the July 21st message that really touched my heart. I've been listening to the DABC for about 3.5 years now, and today just blew my socks off. Thank you for your transparency. As I'm working my own journey, I can relate to so much of what was said today. And I just pray that as I continue to walk on my journey, that I too would leave space as you've left space for myself and others to be here today in your transparency. Thank you so much. I was divorced at the end of last year from somebody who I love very much, and they love me, but things aren't right in our relationship. And one of my regrets is that I did not call in for prayer about that. And I'm still praying, and I need to pray harder that God would change our hearts and that reconciliation, if it is His will, would be possible. So I just thank you all for praying for me and my husband. And I pray for you guys. Ashley, it was great to hear you the other day. I've been following your story since you got pregnant. And I'm so excited to hear about baby Genesis and her progress. And thank you to all the other dabbers that call in. I pray for you guys and enjoy your victories too. God bless you.